you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 2nd. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County could be on the brink of another wave of COVID-19 cases driven by the highly transmissible Delta variant, KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports.
New COVID-19 cases have more than doubled in LA since most of the state's coronavirus restrictions were lifted on June 15th.
Another wave could become a very real possibility.
That's Barbara Ferrer, director of the LA County Public Health Department. While the vaccines are highly effective at preventing severe illness and death, Ferrer said it's not yet known if vaccinated people who become infected with the Delta variant and have symptoms such as coughing can spread it to others.
Fully vaccinated people may in fact be getting infected with the Delta variant at a higher rate than we've seen with other variants. So we should pay attention to that, and we should be cautious.
The rise in cases prompted Ferrer to recommend that everyone, including fully vaccinated people, wear face masks indoors in places like grocery stores and movie theaters. About 4 million people in LA are not vaccinated. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
The presence of the Delta variant and a slight uptick in COVID cases might make people wonder if it is safe to travel for the Independence Day weekend. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease specialist at UC San Francisco and a guest on KPCC's Air Talk. He says that he thinks people should not worry too much when they're outdoors. Cases in California remain relatively low. People can go unmasked outside, whether they're vaccinated or not. But Dr. Chin Hong cautions against taking off your mask in certain scenarios.
If you're traveling to a community with low vaccination rates and a lot of visitors, it may be riskier, even if you're vaccinated, to go in an indoor setting where you don't know the vaccine status of a lot of people.
He says that while chances of hospitalization and death are low for those who are fully vaccinated, there is still some risk of getting a mild infection. In that case, better to be safe and mask up in an indoor crowd. In Orange County, 70% of residents ages 18 and above have now received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Public health officials made that announcement this week. They are still encouraging the remaining eligible residents to get vaccinated and to complete the series of two doses if they're getting the Moderna or Pfizer shot. Orange County's positivity rate has increased slightly since California staged its June 15th reopening. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Los Angeles today, although she is not here for public events. She'll spend the night at her Brentwood home, then fly to Nevada tomorrow. Her Nevada trip is part of the administration's Independence Day weekend celebration of the nation's progress against the coronavirus, although, like California, Nevada is experiencing an uptick in infections with the rapid spread of the Delta variant. Actor James Franco has settled a lawsuit brought by two women who alleged he sexually exploited them during acting classes. KPCC's John Horn has more.
There are stories that need to get out. There are people that need to be heard.
That was Franco more than 3 years ago responding to late-night host Seth Meyers about allegations of sexual misconduct against him, which Franco said were not accurate. Although the actor's lawyer previously characterized the 2019 lawsuits as scurrilous, Franco has agreed to pay the two women nearly $900,000 combined, with another $1.3 million going to settle fraud claims by 1,500 other acting students. The settlement, which was filed for court approval last week, did not require Franco to admit any wrongdoing. The women claim they were asked to perform classroom sex scenes with nudity with a potential reward of parts in upcoming Franco films. I'm John Horn.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.